Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Cosilla.
That would be a little weird. No?
Try again.
That would be a little weird.
There we go. There we go. We got to push that button right there. It says guest mic.
That would
you're
be,
not a guest, but it's,
I don't know. For, some people might want that thing muted.
No.
But if you would like some dialogue here.
Some of your in-depth coverage, you know.
Well, you know.
There you go. We're on our great state.
Not everybody likes my humor.
You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're cooking out on Christmas, or if you're cooking on Christmas, make beef the star of the show. You leave cookies for Santa, but the prime rib, that's for us. And enjoy it on Christmas Day. The holiday that is now 1 week away, as you are listening to us here on a Thursday morning. Get after it. Beef, it's what's for Christmas, thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I'll just be honest with you at this point. I will suggest that you go to College Corner just to be sure. So if you're going to be doing some Christmas shopping this weekend, your last-minute shopping, head down to the Jackson area. Fleet Feet by Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. I'm not going to go so far as to guarantee shipment at this point. That's on you. That's between you and the people you give the gifts to. But whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, they've got it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the people at Priority One Bank. People who are going to treat you with respect. People who know you by name, not by account number. That's what you get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We just got done with our Super Talk Starkville company Christmas lunch. It was delicious. We appreciate the good people here. Our station manager, Debbie, of course, Sebastian and Bill, and we love those guys. So it's a small group of us, only five of us.
Yep.
So,
we're
like a family.
Family.
Yeah. All right, let's talk some Mississippi State football. We got some good news for the Bulldogs yesterday as Mississippi State defensive tackle, defensive end, defensive lineman. We'll make it easy on ourselves. Will Whitson announced via the Instagram videos that have been sort of going around here for the past couple weeks of the guys who are making the statement they're coming back. He will be back for next year. Now, we did talk to a source at Mississippi State, and long story short, he needs to get another year of eligibility approved by the NCAA. They feel very confident in that process that he will get that. He only played six quarters this year, so getting an injury year shouldn't be a problem for him. That is a big piece for Mississippi State. This is a guy that in the six quarters he played, he was clearly State's best defensive player, not named Kelly Jones or Isaac Smith. When I talked all summer long about needing difference makers on defense, he showed the flashes that he was going to be one. His injury was an unfortunate one. I don't know if a loss of a defensive lineman is worth a win or not, but, man, it's as close as it could have been. To have a player like that on the field could have swung at least one game for Mississippi State. So that's great news. It takes us into this question, though, Robbie. The portal is almost upon us. We're just a couple weeks away from that thing opening up, obviously. It opens on the 2nd, same day Mississippi State's playing in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Where do we start in the portal? What's priority one for you?
Lines of scrimmage.
Yep.
Both sides.
Easy money question. Oh, that answer that question.
I didn't even take any thought whatsoever. The lines of scrimmage have got to get better for Mississippi State. And that includes defensive line. Even with Will Whitson coming back, you've got to get a nose tackle, I feel like. A legitimate nose tackle that's going to add value in depth at that position. You're probably gonna have to get another defensive end. You're gonna have to get a same linebacker edge type guy, which I kind of consider line of scrimmage. If you look at what Tyrus Wheat did when he was here, he was essentially an extension of the defensive line. He played on the line of scrimmage,
Put
came
his
out to the
hand down
quarterback.
some, yeah.
You're gonna have to get a guy like that. Can you find a Tyrus Wheat caliber person out there? I mean, it's not like Wheat was an elite guy. I mean, I think that's a manageable like pickup. If you can find a guy like that, that's a NFL caliber player that can get after the quarterback, can stop the run. You got to find a guy like that. Whitson is going to be huge for them as far as having a guy that can rush the passer. I think he can have a similar impact, if not more, than what like Randy Charlton did. Probably could have a more
I mean,
impactful season than Randy Charlton.
if I can get between Charlton and Wheat, I'll take that.
Well, I mean, you think about what he did in a defense that was not attacking, that was not really pressure filled. They didn't really bring pressure a whole lot from anybody. He ended the year second in sacks by half a sack. Like, I think Nick Mitchell was the leading sack guy for Mississippi State with 2.5.
Mean, that's correct. I mean,
He had
and
two in six quarters.
the year before, 1.5, I believe, was the
Yeah.
leading
So
sacker.
I think it's reasonable to say, had he played a full season, at the very least, I'm thinking six sacks. I mean, do you think that's reasonable
That's a fair.
for 10 games? Could he have four more sacks?
Yeah, I agree. I think so. Yes.
Like, and that isn't a defense that isn't as attacking as Zach Arnett. This guy, if he's healthy, could have a huge season next year for Mississippi State with what Zach Arnett likes to do defensively. He could put up big numbers, and I think he understands, like, he hasn't. This year was supposed to be kind of a breakout year for him. It probably would have made him a lot of money, and it didn't. So he got his draft grade back. He realizes if he gets another season of eligibility that he could make a lot of money next year. And this is 7 years in. We just had this conversation. I'm not a fan of the 7-year deal.
Right.
But here's the thing, like, if you got a chance to get
If you
it,
can
get it.
do it, yeah.
But I don't think anybody should have 7 years. But if it's there for the taking, Will
Take
Whitman's
it.
had back-to-back seasons that have ended prematurely. He's played six games in 2 years and has been extremely productive in the six games he's played. If it's there for the taking, you got to take it. And it's big for Mississippi State. If you look at it from a Mississippi State perspective, having a player like that back on the defensive line that was easily your most disruptive guy this year is really good for Mississippi State, but there's more you have to add to that. They've got to add a couple more defensive linemen, at least the impactful defensive linemen, not depth,
Right.
impactful
Because you
defensive
got
linemen.
depth last
You
year, and
do.
some of those guys are coming back. Now it's time to go get difference makers.
Well, and you look at it, Travion Williams, Dre Bledsoe, and DJ Reed are good players. Those guys should be recruited over. And I
They could be
like
your depth.
I don't mean anything like derogatory towards them, but you got to get better players than them, and if that's your second unit,
Yeah, you're good.
you're in a really good spot.
Right.
And on the offensive line, it's got to be I don't know what the play is here. Do you feel like you have guys on that offensive line that can develop and can help you moving forward, or is it got to be another offseason where you've just got to completely retool the front? Do you feel okay with Flapjack Owens and I know they're trying to get another season for Cannon Boone. We'll see if they can do that. I don't know. Do you feel okay about those guys on the offensive line, or do you feel like there's no way they're going to help you? That's kind of the thing. For me, it's very hard to turn over your offensive line like this every year. At some point, you're going to have to develop guys, and guys are going to have some continuity together up front. Because it's really difficult to get all five guys on the same page when you're changing this thing over every single year. And these players have a new coach, the coach has new players. It's just really tough. But they're going to have to go out there and get impactful players on the line of scrimmage on
Yeah.
offense, too.
You've
So,
got to find some, you've got to get some continuity on the offensive line. And I've just come to this conclusion after watching the transfer portal, the way it works the past few years, is that if you try to plug in three or four new guys on your O line, you're not going to be good. So, Owens, you mentioned, is Cannon Boone back? He's back for another year, right?
Well, that's what I was talking about, is that they have, I think there is some talk about trying to get him another year, but he doesn't have eligibility
Doesn't have
right
eligibility.
now.
Okay, so
I
that's gonna
think
be
you
an
could.
issue.
I think you could
Javen
make a
James
case for
back.
him with injuries, but.
Javen James back. And then
And Javen James, I thought was serviceable at times.
yeah.
I would like to keep Jimothy Lewis. I think
I don't think that's
it's
gonna
his, I think
happen.
it's his choice, but
Yeah.
that's a guy that I would like to keep because he's talented and he's just a redshirt freshman. So it's not time to just throw him out yet, but that would have been a nice guy to keep along with Javen James. And I think you do have some talented young guys. I think Flapjack can be really good. He's talented as well. I'm not out on Blake Steen.
I was just about to say, like, we saw Steen had a rough first half against
Yeah.
Southern Mississippi.
But I think everybody's judging him based on like
Right.
five series.
Judge, yeah, but nobody wants to go back and look the year before where he was good enough at a school in Virginia that plays power football.
I think he would have
He
been
would have
fine.
gotten better as the year went along.
I think he would have been fine.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
I don't have I'm almost positive of that. So you've got some pieces to work with. I just if you tell me opening get the game, you've got four new starters on the O line, I'll just tell you that I don't think this team's gonna be very successful.
It's gonna be tough.
So the line of scrimmage, easily number one. Another player who's announced he's coming back is Xavier Gayton. That came out earlier this week. We already knew Fluff Bothwell scheduled to be back. You and I are both in the boat now that State does not need to go after a running back in this transfer portal class. If you can find one who's a good value, maybe you take it, but there's no need to spend big money between when you have Bothwell, Gayton, you have Colin Wilson, Seth Davis is still around, and you're bringing in J.J. Hill and Cooper Crosby. There's just no need to go get a second stud type running back that you're going to have to pay stud running back prices for.
Like six,
Unless Kiwon Lacy wants to come cheap.
right?
We'll take him.
Six running backs is a lot.
It's a lot.
So that's the thing is like, it kind of just depends on what this running back room looks like whenever the portal opens. If it is what it is right now, there's absolutely no reason to go get someone else. Xavier Gayton appears to be returning. Fluff Bothwell's returning. You got Colin Wilson in there who was getting reps this year that I think is going to be solid. Seth Davis, I don't know what happens with him. If he stays, again, there's just no reason to go get somebody else. Then you have these two really good freshman running backs. I just don't think it's at the top of the priority list. And some people just aren't very high on Xavier Gayton. He's the most explosive back you have in that room.
Yes.
He is dynamic, he's explosive with the ball in his hands. He's probably averaging more yards per carry the last 2 years than any running back on the roster. I know he's fumbled the football a little bit and he's had,
Give me
occasional
one.
fumbles, but it was like, I don't understand why we're throwing him out already. He pushed his way into the number three running back spot this year and was essentially starting to kind of share second team reps. And now he's going to be getting all the second team reps for Mississippi State in this bowl practice. I just think it's too early to throw him out. I think he's perfectly capable of being a top two back on this roster.
Agreed.
I just don't think running back is a priority right now.
Okay. What about quarterback then? Because you and I are, he hasn't done it yet, but I think we both expect Luke Crumenhock to go into the portal. That leaves you with
You
Kamario
would
Taylor
think, but
and Brody
who
McWhorter.
knows?
You have to go find something. You have to go and find, and you're going to spend a little money on a Spencer Sanders. I'm not going to say Trinidad Chambliss type anymore because it sets an expectation of you expect that guy to come in and be an All-American. But a Spencer Sanders, so that you feel confident in the guy that if something does go wrong, you can bring in a backup, and it's not you're not bringing a true freshman off the bench.
Would there be a revolt if Mississippi State signed Jackson Arnold
That's a great question.
for
There would
cheap?
have to, somehow like the Bulldog Initiative folks, Charlie, or somebody would need to leak to somebody like us. Like, look, we gave him $50,000. All right, he just wanted to come here, reunite with Lebby, try and just be here.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. If that's your number two guy, that's
You're
not a bad
fine. That's not
option.
a bad
I mean,
option.
if that's your emergency guy, because let's be real here, like. In this offense, he looks a lot different than he did in Hugh Freeze's offense.
Right.
Everyone was falling over themselves for Mississippi State to sign Jackson Arnold last year. And so I don't know. If he comes here and you're not having to spend $1 million on him or something, and you can get him for relatively cheap, that's not a bad option.
I
He
think
knows this offense very well.
it
He
needs to be
knows
less than
Jeff Lebby.
100.
That's going to be tough,
Well, then,
I think.
I mean, if I would rather
I mean,
have,
we're just in a different world right
I
now, man.
guess,
Like
yeah.
I don't think hardly any of these players are worth.
I mean, this guy made 7 figures last year at Auburn. He can take a
Right.
little bit of a, I mean, at some point it's got to be like, hey, you can't play at this level. So
Or
then be
just
in the
it just
SEC.
depends, I guess, who's after him,
Yeah,
I guess.
that's true.
But you got to get, I mean, people were mad about Luke Crumenhock getting a lot of money. You have to
Yeah,
have the
you have to
money.
have somebody, yes.
So, yeah, you know, either that or like a cheap option that you've evaluated really well, like Ole Miss did
Like a
with Trindade
Chambliss, yeah.
Chambliss. You can find somebody out there that you feel like fits the profile of your offense that is not going to cost a lot of money. That, I think, is the best situation. If they can find somebody that's you're not spending hardly any money on, that can come in kind of a veteran guy that's played a lot of college football. He comes in and he's your emergency plan. Best case scenario is Luke Kromenhawk says, I'm good here. But I mean, it's going to be tough. In this day and age, getting guys that have played the quarterback position to stick around and play their role there, that's going to be difficult. Because he's going to want to get out and try to find a place where he can start, and he's not starting over Kamario Taylor.
All right.
But if you somehow convince him, it heck of a job.
It'd be a great job, yeah. Wide receiver. Now we've heard some smoke that Anthony Evans they're negotiating with him long term. I think the perception of losing Anthony Evans would be a lot worse than the actual losing of Anthony Evans. What I mean by that is this. They will get a wide receiver, right?
Yeah.
This offense, you're going to find wide receivers who want to play in this offense. They're going to see the numbers that Thompson and Evans put up last year. They're going to be like, I want to be a part of that, especially with a quarterback like Kamario Taylor ready to roll. But the perception of 2 years in a row losing your losing one of your leading receivers would
Top
stick.
two. I mean, the one of them's graduating, but
Yeah, you
2 years
can't,
in a
yeah.
row, yeah, they need to hold on to him. And
But they also need to find another guy in the portal. They got to find somebody to replace Brennan Thompson.
from all indications right now, like I think that State has offered Anthony Evans more than anybody else. So, you know, it would just have to be a situation where he just wants to go somewhere else.
Right.
But still negotiations there. We'll see. Still negotiations with a couple other players, whatever. But yes, you're going to have to get probably two guys in the portal, I would imagine. And one of them's going to have to be really productive, really good fit for Mississippi State, especially, you know, on the outside. And we'll see about the slot, what happens with Anthony. But what would be great is if this 5-year deal. Where you get 5 years of eligibility, that passes, you can get Brennan Thompson back. But that's not something you can count on. You have to have your ear to the ground here and get somebody in there that's going to allow you to have the same production or similar.
What about tight end? You lose Sadie Traore. The little bit we got to see of Sam West this year, I liked him.
He got better.
Yeah. This is a place where the true freshman could come in as well. Cotton.
Yes.
Xavien Cotton could come in and maybe, is he an early guy? Surely he is. It
Yes.
seems like everybody is.
Yeah, he is.
If he could come in but the problem is there's only one spring window.
Yeah.
So it's not a situation where you can like look at him and let him go through spring practice and make a decision on what you like there. I guess they will have to try to find another tight end.
You would think so. They've lost. They kind of cut the fat on the room. They have a couple of guys that have gone out. They're, you know, Cam Ball, I guess, is the Cam Ball and Sam West are the two remaining, I guess, at this point. And then
God,
you got
Cam Ball is still around?
and Joseph Skipworth too. He's a redshirt
Right.
freshman, so it's going to be a new face in there. You're talking about at that point though, you're going to have six tight ends, I think.
Yeah, a couple of those guys are going to end up going as well.
So I don't know what to expect with that room. If you can find somebody that's a productive tight end that's done it, probably be worth going after. But it's not something I would just break the bank on, I don't
Agreed.
think.
Agreed. We'll switch over. We'll talk about the rest of the defense here. Let's move into that. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food and the place to find a great stocking stuffer. A Two Brothers gift card is a great gift you want to give out on this holiday, on this Christmas holiday. If you want to get, somebody, you want to wake up and make them feel merry and bright, you put a Two Brothers gift card in their stocking, they are going to be in a great, great place. Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the older brother right there in the Cotton District. Excuse me for just one moment. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copier, a new printer, new laptops, new computers, Advantage Business Systems, they will get you taken care of. And more importantly, they'll get you taken care of long after the sale. When you need something to go right, they're there for you. They provide that service. That's what's kept them open for that many years.
50.
601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for Mississippi State gear? Again, I don't know about shipping. We're a little late in the process now. If you've waited this long, that's on you. Robbie, my finger's not long enough. Point at the camera. Yeah, it's not. That's on you. But you can still come up here to Starkville. If you're coming up this weekend for basketball, which God bless you if you are.
Oh.
That's, again, you know, we're not bad people because we point that out. I just want to say that. But you can come to Maroon & Co. and save with our promo code. Thunder15 takes 15% off in-store or online at maroonandco.com. If you're looking for great Mississippi State gear, if you're looking for the logos that you want, you can get it at Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Again, we're talking about last-minute shopping. We're talking about you got to get this done. You know, you only got a few days left. Scruggs is a lifesaver because they just have everything right there in one spot. Are you looking for a John Deere mower? That's a great gift for somebody. That's somebody you talk about. Hey, I really love you. A John Deere commercial mower for a gift, man. Go see our friends at Scruggs. Check out the credit department. They're going to set you up with a great deal. And if your credit's good enough, we're going to talk about 0% financing for 5, 6. People say 72 months, and that does seem like a long time. I feel like it's better if I say, you know, 6 years.
Yes,
6 years. You know, 0% financing, all right?
It's kind of like, you know, yeah, my daughter is 14 and a half months.
Your daughter's one.
Yeah, like we can move past, like I still do the months, but I haven't gotten over to the 12 yet.
I think a baby up to two, you could. I think maybe at like 18 months, you got to stop.
Yeah.
Because then you say one and a half.
Yeah, like let's start moving to the. Yeah. I'm kind of like, if you're at 13 months, you're a year old.
I don't want to hear, they're 37 months old. No. I don't want to hear that. No. Well,
I'm 286 months old.
Well, now you got me curious.
I don't even know what mine is.
I am 600 months old.
Yes.
I'm 50 times 12.
You should start telling people that.
Oh, like, I should.
Who are you?
600 months.
600 months. Yeah.
Be 601 in on December 30th.
There you go.
So. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, you should know the name Good Hope Land and Timber. Whether you're trying to buy or sell land, or whether you want to take care of the land you already have, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you make smart, sustainable, and profitable decisions. Whatever it is you're trying to do in the Mississippi land market, the people at Good Hope Land and Timber can help you provide you with a plan, provide you with options, and provide you with whatever it is you're looking for when it comes to your land. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, we talked about the defensive line. The linebacker, and that kind of, in our net system, that you know, 3-3-5, the Tyrus Wheat position, whatever you want to call it,
the Sam,
could go either way. Could be a defensive lineman, could be a smaller defensive lineman or a bigger linebacker, however you want to make that work. This is an area, though, the linebacker position, where you don't have to go too deep into the transfer portal. You like what you have with Zachary Tillman. You like what you have with Jalen Smith, I think. I like Tyler Lockhart a lot. I think he's going to be a superstar in this system. You've got three good young linebackers. You're okay there. If there's a guy who wants to come who's a star, you maybe do that. But by and large, this doesn't feel like an investment-heavy spot for Mississippi State.
No, and they were, I think Paul had asked Lebby at the signing day press conference about the linebacker spot because they went after like two linebackers. They went after J.J. Bush that signed with Missouri.
Missouri.
And then they went after T.J. White, mm-hmm. T.J. and J.J.
Mm-hmm.
They went after T.J. White who signed with Tennessee, but it didn't seem like it was like a priority position. And I think a lot of that was they just feel really good about that room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right or wrong, they feel good about those players. And if you retain all those guys, there's a reason to feel really good about them. Zachary Tillman, Darian Gallette was really good this year. Coming off the bench, Tyler Lockhart grew tremendously as the season went on. Jalen Smith, I thought he would have a little more production, but I think by the end of the year was starting to get it.
Yeah, he'll be
and
fine.
I think him and this defensive scheme will be much better.
I agree.
So all those guys have the potential to eat in Zach Arnett's defense. That's where everything rolls right there is in the middle of the defense under Zach Arnett. And he'll have to get probably creative getting those guys on the field. But I don't think it's a huge priority. I think Sam obviously is, because I don't know how many guys on this roster fit that spot. So maybe, you know, a more traditional Sam is the way to go out of the portal. But it's just not a position that I think they have to spend a lot of time on.
Cornerback, I guess it kind of depends.
Does depend.
If Kelly Jones comes back, you do have to go get somebody to compliment him, right? You can't do another year where, hey, they're not going to throw over here, but they're happy to throw over here. Can't have that. You got to go get
a reasonable
counter to Kelly Jones. But if he leaves, now we're talking about a position where you got to put some big money in, because you've got to go out and get that guy. And this is the spot where a year ago you were in the same spot. You really would have liked to have upgraded and gotten somebody to pair up with Kelly Jones. And Corey Bell was just unable to do that.
And everybody was too small. And I mean,
guys who you saw play at other schools play well this year were problems.
And the guys they went after, a lot of them didn't even get on the field.
Right.
So
here we are. And, you know, you continue to hear, I know you're reporting that you expect changes on that side of the ball when this bowl game is over with, which, by the way, we'll let you dive a little bit into this for a second there. We say two things can be true on this show at the same time. I think there's like four things that are true here. Little, you know, shout out to Bell's Building Supply.
Yeah.
One, people believe, I think there are people who believe, like, Jeff Lebby comes to work at 9 o'clock, works 3.5 hours, takes a lunch break, clocks back in, and goes home at 5. And is just spending that whole time like George Costanza when he was, you know, just sitting in the office twiddling his thumbs. Yeah. Like, that's not happening. Two, it's fair to say that Lebby's credit is strained at best right now. All right. He, you know, the interest rates are piling up on Jeff Lebby. So I understand why people are disappointed in some of the way things have been handled. Three, signing day has come and gone. People are coaching the wide receivers right this second. You know, there may be analysts, but I don't think poor wide receiver coaching is why Mississippi State will win or lose the Duke's Mayo Bowl. That's a thing that's true.
Correct.
Four.
And whoever they hire as wide receivers coach is not going to coach the bowl game.
Right. He'll be in there in time to get to the portal stuff.
They could have hired LaDainian Washington. He still was not going to coach the bowl game.
Four, nobody on this who's listening to this podcast could have picked LaDainian Washington out of a lineup of three 2 weeks ago. Probably still don't know exactly what he looks like.
And now it's a reason to fire Jeff Lebby.
There's a lot. Guys.
But that's what we do here, though. Like, we present all the points, yeah, and we agree with some of what you're saying, and then other times we got to come back and say, you know, the reaction to certain things is ridiculous. And I, like, people too have acted like they we're seeing them like the meme with the guy poking something with a stick, like, do something. Like Jeff Lebby hasn't already made staff changes at this point. They announced three or four guys already that they have announced. That have been staff changes. So we've already seen him make staff changes just a couple of weeks ago. They are continuing to search for staff, and there's some that have not been reported yet. I think people just want this stuff released. They see other people making changes, and they, like, once something happens, it's like, you know, Andy dropping Woody and saying, I don't want to play with this anymore. Now we want to, all right, we got the defensive coordinator. I don't care about that anymore. Now what's happening with wide receivers? What are we doing? Why are we doing nothing with wide receivers? They are. They're searching for a wide receivers coach. They are searching for other coaches, defensive line coach. They're talking to people. They're interviewing people. There are people in line to be on this coaching staff that have not been announced.
Mm-hmm.
I want to reiterate this. They are going to coach this bowl game. Everybody that is here that's not expected to be here or in their certain positions, they're going to coach this bowl game. This was going to be the case with Chad Bumpus. You were not going to hear about a wide receivers coach until after the bowl game, until all this stuff happened with Chad Bumpus, and he's now gone, and this is what's happening at this point. So just everybody just calm down. Let's let this thing play out. We give you permission to freak out as much as you want to on January 3rd, 4th, whenever.
Right.
If it's a bad hire, if there is no hire, whatever. But for now, everything's okay. Everything's okay. I understand that Jeff Lebby has no credit in the bank.
Right.
I understand that completely. I understand none of you trust him.
He's
But
living paycheck to paycheck.
let's just see what happens here.
Very good.
Just
All right. So cornerback, they need at least one, depending on what Kelly Jones does.
yes.
Safety is where they need.
And the one needs to be,
Good.
if you get Kelly Jones back, you need to get a CB1 caliber player,
Yeah.
a guy that at his stop was clearing away like the best cornerback. I think your number two cornerback needs to be, I'm not saying he has to be as good as Kelly Jones, but he needs to be capable of being a starting quarterback in the SEC, not a group of six caliber player, whatever. He needs to be a guy that's capable of starting for multiple teams in this league. And you have Jet Jefferson's back, which I think Jet Jefferson, had he played a full year, would have helped Mississippi State. So that's a good piece to have back. He was able to redshirt because he was hurt for a good portion of the season. So that'll be a good piece to have back, but you need to go get a starting caliber corner.
At the safety position, you got a bunch of guys you need to get here. You got it. First off, with Isaac Smith, it's another one where there's some NIL talk happening there. There's some smoke that, could possibly be considering a move. I don't think that will happen. I think Isaac Smith will indeed finish his career at Mississippi State, but it's out there. You got to replace, don't laugh, Hunter Washington. You got to replace Jerron Manning. You got to replace Brylon Lanier. I mean, these are guys who played a ton of snaps for you here. Tony Mitchell, a big depth piece for you. He's gone as well. This is a spot where State's going to have to go get three or four, maybe five guys. Stalker
Yeah.
Burnside, too, is a guy I think they were probably going to try to at least rely on a little bit next year.
Yeah, and I think still working him, maybe he can come back too. But yeah, safety, you gotta get some guys in there. Brylon Lanier, he played better this year. He was solid. The hope was that Stonka Burnside was gonna be ready, and we'll see what happens with him. But you're definitely having to replace some pieces. I don't know what they would have done with Tony Mitchell. I don't know if he's a linebacker in this defense or if he's a safety. I don't really know what their position is for him. And I don't know what Isaac Smith is either. Is he going to be a linebacker? I don't know. So at the very least, you're probably going to have to go get a couple of safeties. I mean, Braylon Womack, I think at this point, I would pencil him in to getting in there and playing as a freshman.
He will be a contributor, no
I'd be a
doubt.
little surprised if he doesn't at this point. And that's what you want from your high four-star, five-star players. You want them starting to get reps as a freshman. That's why you sign them, to help you out. So we'll see. I think they have a couple of pieces there, but they're going to have to add talent to that room, no doubt.
Don't need a kicker. Good at
You
that.
don't.
Ferry back. You bring in Hayden Chambers, who's a top-rated kicker in the country.
You got a good kicking situation. You got a
Ethan
good punting
Pulliam,
situation.
very good, named All-American today by the Sporting News, I believe. Yeah, special teams should be okay. So that's your primer. That's what Mississippi State should look like in the portal. Backup quarterback, couple of solid receivers, good number of offensive linemen, a tight end, good number of defensive linemen, linebacker, if you can find a good one, sure. A comparable corner, or not comparable, but a competent cornerback to pair with Kelly Jones, unless he leaves, then you need two. And then you're going to need a bunch of safeties. How many players?
I mean, I think you're in the 20s.
35?
You're in the high 20s.
Oh, I think you're in the 30s.
You could be.
I think you are.
They're gonna have to make some more room. They signed
So be it.
how many high school JUCOs? 30,
Gotta
20
boop.
something.
Yeah. You gotta go. I mean, this is a team that's won seven games in the last 2 years.
And
Nobody,
at some
very
point
few
though, like
people should be safe.
they're gonna have to hit on some of these guys too. I mean, they're not like their high school guys are not really
Yeah.
hitting as well, and
The only players I would say, like, I would not, if everything being equal, you have to keep these guys, right? Kamario, Fluff, Isaac, Kelly. Literally, Tyler Lockhart. I think he's got high ceiling. Will Whitson, we'll throw him on the list now. That's it.
Yeah,
Anybody else, if
it's a
they
lot
leave,
like
I'm
last
good.
year. It's a lot like last year. I mean,
Yeah.
I thought that they improved the depth and the talent and all that, but it's kind of same situation. I mean, they still got a long way to go.
There you go. All right. Tomorrow's show, we'll talk some more football, plus some baseball talk on tomorrow's show. I'm scheduled to jump on with Mark Etheridge from D1Baseball.com. He just finished up their fall preview of Mississippi State baseball, and the D1 crew is very high on Mississippi State this year, as they should be. So we'll talk some more baseball on tomorrow's show. Have a great Thursday. Back with you on Friday. For Robbie Falk and for Natty, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.